Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Patriots Monday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And it was great to have Gerard Mayo on, as we do every Monday. Any nuggets? Anybody get any nuggets from Gerard Mayo? Curtis, any nuggets?
Bill Belichick got a lot taller would be my biggest nugget.
Uh-huh.
That was a Belichick-esque.
I
thought a little more, you know, obviously,
personality.
A little more personality.
Yeah.
But
so you're saying Bill after a loss with personality.
Right.
Yeah, the answers, it was a little, the answers were a one sentence as opposed to a paragraph,
yeah,
from
right.
Gerard Mayo this morning.
Right.
So
I would still say, you know, better packaging in terms of being mm-hmm. polite and seemingly like a person that actually had feelings. But
yeah.
In general, I would also say the biggest pullout quote early on checking the social medias would be the average offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That is clear.
That's a nugget.
That's a big nugget. That's a nugget that I would have with some barbecue sauce.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
yeah.
some mayo.
Also, no nuggets for Courtney. Yet.
Also, we have the wide receivers that can make the plays down the field. So we were trying to figure out what is it. Is it the wide receivers? Or what is it? Their coaches concern the wide receivers can't do it, the O-line can't do it, or the quarterback. Seems like they have all the confidence in the world in the wide receivers. Now, based on that, it's just like the confidence isn't there in the old line.
He's still not willing to go down the Drake May path, though. Like, he is all focused on just riding with Jacoby
right.
Brissett and looking forwards to the Jets.
Well,
like, he, I...
My question then would be, why the hell is Drake May getting 30% of the reps then?
Bingo.
I've never seen that at all in my playing career, and I bet your Mayo would say the same thing. I've never seen the backup get 30% of the first team reps.
Yeah, I would say that removes the possibility that they think this is a redshirt year. Because if it's a redshirt year, you have the entirety of next spring, summer, into the fall to get
right.
him ready to go. So I don't know whether it could be an indictment on the offensive line that they feel like Brissett could get hurt, could get dinged, so they don't want to have a guy who's the backup be that ill-prepared. But I was saying this to Ken on Saturday. This would have been a clear second guess if they lose week one to the Bengals, where Jacoby Brissett looks bad, you lose the game to Joe Burrow, and it comes out that only 70% of the first-team reps was going to your starter. That could be an easy opportunity for second-guessers to point to Bill Belichick accurately saying back in 2001, you can't prepare a quarterback for a game if he's not getting all the first-team reps.
That's the only thing that it can be is that, I think, is that you're afraid that he's going to get his head knocked off, because he can manage a game. Drake May can manage the game
yes.
the way Jacoby Brissett is
yes.
managing the game. What you gain, I think, with Drake May is his arm.
Is the ability for explosive plays, which Mayo said. We need explosive plays.
He can get out of the pocket. He can scramble. He can
yep.
do all those things that Jacoby Brissett can do. So, I mean, it has to be the quote, as you know, as he said, the average offensive line, I guess. This is Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You know, Mayo comes across as a likable guy. I mean, it's such a big difference between him and Belichick when they come out on Monday. This question's for Wiggy. Wiggy!
Yeah?
I gotta say, the difference when you used to interview Belichick and Mayo, it seems like you were grew a new set of balls, because it seemed like every time you asked Belichick a question, you were kind of like, you could hear the crack in your voice. And Courtney,
oh, yeah.
and you, and I got one for Courtney, your case, every time you ask Belichick a question, it seemed like you would hide behind Greg Hill. Now it's like you seem more comfortable over there. I like it. I like the new style. I like the new style.
All right, Joe. Thank
I
you.
Was scared of Bill.
Me too.
Yeah.
Terrified, actually.
Yeah.
I felt still like if I ask him the wrong question, is Bill going to cut me?
I sometimes think back to it, and I just absolutely revel in it. When I asked if he was the right person to lead the rebuild, and he just stared at me.
Yeah.
Oh, he hated me. It was so fun. I loved that. I mean, I'm so much happier with Mayo for many reasons. But
yeah,
the Bill tension pre-post interview, the buildup when one of us would see Bears, would be like, okay, coming up.
I'm guessing that he might comment this week on Pat McAfee on a Patriots loss. Maybe.
I think it very well may
come up. He certainly was willing to gush about Keon White.
Right.
And, about he's happy.
Wait,
to,
Greg.
Happy
but Curtis, he signed a non-disclosure agreement. He can't talk about.
Happy
them.
To talk about players, personnel that is on this team.
Did you see what happened to get him to talk about him? Chris Long basically held his picture in front of him on Inside the NFL, and Bill was like, "Yeah, he's my guy of the week."
Yeah.
He also wrote on Instagram before talking about the 2014 team.
Yes, he
so,
did.
It was a nice Canva. Written out, you know, seems like he
I thought
has
Jordan
a
did a great job with that. Yeah. She really did put
and
it
And every down. Time, there was a couple times, because you asked, there was a couple times in that game yesterday, and it happened in the first game, where it is, Jacoby Brissett, he gets, it looks like he was hurt. One time he was grabbing his leg, and I was like, uh-oh.
No, well, he got up one time, and
it was his shoulder. He went like his arm slash shoulder. At the end of that game, he went down on it. It looked like it really hurt. But
Some people were saying it was his hand, though, because I guess after the game, it looked like he had some really bad rash, like all down his hand and arm.
Rash?
So, like a turf burn.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
Oh. Yeah.
That is awful.
No, I saw, I saw that anyway, but that was that one where he was sacked and he landed on his elbow slash shoulder, looked like. But, I mean, that's his thing is he gets... He has a tendency to get hurt, so that's what you have to worry about. But, that's why.
It's just interesting to me that Drake May is getting 30% of the snaps. It's an interesting thing. And let's say this.
Can we all be honest? Mm-hmm. When we all want Jacoby Brissett to be 100% healthy, he seems like a really good guy. When he went down yesterday, when he was grimacing, as Courtney alluded to it, wasn't there a part of you that got excited? Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, it's Drake May time.
Right.
I was like, you know, you don't want to see guys get hurt, but I was like, okay, it's Drake May time.
You're not getting Drake May until they are ready for you to
get Drake. Okay, so let's play this game. You lose to the Jets. He has another performance where he throws the ball for $125, and he's averaging 5 yards per pass.
Still not getting the receivers involved.
Right. Then you play the 49ers in San Fran, and it's the same thing. You don't think the Miami game home.
I guess maybe you will if they believe that Drake May is ready at that point.
Well, and if Miami is still without Tua, which we think at the bare minimum he'll be out for week 5.
Yes, I
that is
it.
A borderline must win. Where you're 1-3.
Right.
You're coming home from the West Coast. You're going against Skylar Thompson, if it's not Tom Brady.
Right.
And that is a game where if the offense looks exactly as it did yesterday, the next two games, Drake May's in week 5.
This is Coach. Hey, Coach, what's up?
Hey, great show as always. If I had Pop Warner Van Pelt in front of me, I would tell him the best way to cover up a very poor pass blocking offensive line and to get my receivers involved is a serious screen game. I'm talking a tunnel screen to the widest receiver, a middle screen to this gentleman by the name of maybe Pop Douglas, and obviously a slip screen to my running backs. It does so many things. It slows down a pass rush, as Wiggy knows. It allows your quarterback to have some safe throws and get his feet wet. Mayo talks about getting vertical and pushing the ball down the field. That requires pass blocking. We suck at it. Let's get a screen game going.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, I like the tunnel screens, and I like that. But I also think that if you want to take shots downfield, and Curtis and I were talking about this off air, is go with a 7-man protection. Keep the tight end. Keep the back end. And now you're able to have a 3-man route. And you're able to maybe take some shots downfield, and you have 7-man protections. Because Mayo even talked about it. They were still able to get pressure on a 4-man rush. So it gives you an ability to maybe double-team guys and put you in a better situation where the quarterback has more time to maybe take more shots down the field. And that's a great way to be safe, but also potentially be productive when it comes to explosive plays.
Another thing, Tyquan Thornton just disappears.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Like, did you think see him once?
Did he even play yesterday?
He wasn't. I mean, I thought he was. He wasn't inactive.
He wasn't inactive.
I don't believe I saw him on the inactive list. I mean, That and the other one is Pop Douglas last year. The end around, like, the guy is fast. I mean, those two guys, you should do whatever you can to get the ball
well,
in their
hands. Well, they ran, didn't they run one of those? They ran one, but it was with Polk, maybe?
No.
Yeah, one reverse. But I think they've got away from, like, you know, Pop Douglas.
Got no yards, by the way.
Yeah, it was all running sideways.
You got Pop Douglas in the slot, maybe throwing him a little bubble screen. So I almost forgot. That's what I mean, and that's why I when you look at it, and at least Mayo gave us that golden nugget, you have Thornton, Pop Douglas, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, I saw him playing, Osborne, whatever you want to call about, you know, whatever you want to say about him. But you have five wide receivers that literally they're invisible on the football field. Other than the Polk touchdown.
The brand manager, Ken Laird, checking in, saying Tyquan Thornton, 31 snaps yesterday. Pop Douglas, 38.
Yeah.
So they're out there.
They're out there, but they disappear.
Well, you know, that is – and that has to be – and that's why I said is their inability. But that also puts some of that on the offensive coordinator because just like Coach said, you can get them screens and things like that to get the ball in the hand. Mayo said it to me, and he's spot on. When Mayo said, you know, you play the position. When you get a guy the ball early, it gives them some confidence, get the feel of that. And these guys don't even, like, do they even get targets?
This is David from Florida. David, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So, yes, about the play calling. I mean, I don't know if it was one of you guys or a caller ago who just was talking about the screen passes. There's no screen passes. Another thing that bothers me, too, is the running backs formations. Everything is a single running back with Ramondre back there. Put in a double set or a two-set backfield with the other guy, and then you can do all kinds of things off that.
I love the
so
other guy.
So the play calling. Gibson, that's his name.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the play calling, it's not as bad as last year by any means, but it's still very vanilla. And they have to find ways to be more creative, I guess, on the offense. So.
No, thank you. I think that's what Gerard Mayo is saying, but yet he's the head coach. So,
right.
I go in there, walk into Alex Van Pelt and tell him to scheme something up.
Your D's good enough to keep the games.
No, I think they go into it. They went into at least this week relying on the run again. He said that.
Right. But that's what
they succeeded in the run.
But he said they were going to have something, you know, zips and zaps ready to go after once they stopped the run.
That left with Zappy, but he does say that. But Greg, here.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
That's the issue. The defense is keeping them close enough where they can just stick with the run. If they play the Jets, and here's what I'd like to see. And I'm only calling on it because I want to see what they do.
They should call their blitz package this week ivermectin.
Get down by 14 points. 14-0, 21-7. Then let's see.
But this team, do you have confidence in this team coming back?
No.
But then you'll get a clearer picture of what they look like when they have to throw the ball and they're in those situations.
Isn't that the biggest insult that Tyquan Thornton was on the field for almost half of the offensive snaps and nobody saw him?
Yeah.
I didn't even see.
Like that. Pop Douglas, whatever. Like, what in the world?
But that goes to my point, Curtis. If you get down by 14 points, then you have no choice but to throw the football, and then we can at least see what your passing game maybe looks like.
And I just thought of this. Was it a mistake? Is it a mistake in today's NFL to receive in overtime? Because
yes.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have picked the side, and then if you hold them to a field goal,
right.
All you need is a field goal. And if they score a touchdown, you still get a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, always give them the ball first because then you know what you need.
Right. That was an odd decision.
Yeah, that one. We could have used Bill for that one.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a bit.
WWBD.
Right. Yes.
Curtis.
What would.
You can give him one.
What was the record in overtime with Bill the last 4 years?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
Remember,
that would have been one Bill definitely would have gotten.
I think he started that whole thing for that Denver game. I will never forget. I was at that game down on the field and it was freezing cold. And it went to overtime. It was Peyton Manning, Wes Welker. And they went to overtime and he deferred. And he gave Denver the ball. And then, granted, this was before the whole rule.
That was before the rule changed.
Right. But it was like Bill taking, you know, saying, okay, we now know what we have to ultimately do. But in this case, with the new rule change, I would always defer and say, okay, defense, you go out there first. So now offense, you know what needs to be done.
All right. Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and the Patriots lose in overtime week 2. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.